Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, you know, if I see something that says eat hot dogs and win prizes, I want to know more about it. And that's why Tom McGlade, Senior Vice President of Marketing for Vienna Beef, joins us now. Where do I sign up for this?
Hey, Bob, this is a great program that Vienna Beef is putting on. It's called the Vienna Beef Hot Dog Stand Challenge, and you can go into any of almost 400 hot dog stands throughout Illinois, Northwest Indiana, and Southeast Wisconsin, and try to be the one who eats at the most hot dog stands and win a great prize at the end.
So, how do you register? You go online first?
Yeah, so you can actually go into any hot dog stand and with a QR code, just scan the QR code and it'll populate a request to put your information in, and that'll be your first check-in. Or you can go to hotdogstandchallenge.com and register before you go in. But there's a calendar at every hot dog stand with a QR code, and every day you can go in and register at that hot dog stand and do either a lot at one hot dog stand or go to as many as you can. There's different levels of prizes, and it's all on a cell phone, so an app drives the whole program.
How long will this be going on, Tom?
It goes until October 17th, and it's been running for about 2.5 weeks now. So a 60-day period of time where we're challenging Chicagoans to eat at many Vienna Beef hot dog stands as they can.
And can our friends in Indiana and Wisconsin be part of this too?
Yeah, absolutely. So southeast Wisconsin, northwest Indiana, and we're all part of the greater Chicagoland area, of course.
And give us an idea of the prizes.
Oh, the greatest prize goes to the one who goes to the most Vienna Beef hot dog stands. We call it the Vienna Beef Top Dog Award, and that person will win 4 tickets every month to exclusive Chicago sports and entertainment events. For example, the 1914 Club at Wrigley Field, the White Sox Scout Seats, Brookfield Zoo passes, Ferris wheel rides, and culminated with the tour of the Vienna Beef hot dog factory by our company president.
And how do we know which hot dog stands are participating in this?
So the app, once you register, will indicate by location, just like any location app, if you want to see which stands within 5 miles, 10 miles, 25 miles of where you are. And actually, when you're driving your car and driving past one of these stands, it'll actually pop up and say you're near one. So it's really easy, very consumer-friendly.
Are you giving away prizes every week during this promotion as well?
We are, yeah. You don't have to be the one who goes to the most hot dog stands just by entering into one. Every week we have weekly drawings we call weekly wieners, and you'll receive small prizes, you know, T-shirts and hats and things like that. We also have a second, third, and fourth prize to the grand prize that I described, and we're doing a catered hot dog package for you and your family, including a Vienna Beef hot dog cart that you get to keep.
All right, and as we say in Chicago, unlike any other city in the world, where did you have hot dogs when you were growing up, Tom?
Oh, boy, I went to a variety of them in the Chicagoland area since I grew up in Chicago. My favorite just recently closed, called Wally's Euros, but I love Billy's in Palatine. Gene and Jude's is a favorite that isn't far from O'Hare Airport, of course. But, you know, there's so many great hot dog stands in Chicago that are the lifeblood of actually the food industry of Chicago. Chicago-style hot dogs, of course, being a very important part of the food fabric. But one thing I like about this program most is we're also taking a percentage of the success of the program and donating it to the Illinois Restaurant Association Employee Relief Fund. So we're kind of giving back to the people who have been so loyal to us over the years and giving them an ability to get people back into their restaurants after a very challenging year and a half of the pandemic.
Yeah, and as you say, I mean, it's really part of what makes this area a great fabric of the community, more than just a place to eat, and we certainly want them to survive these tough times. More at hotdogstandchallenge.com for all the info. Hotdogstandchallenge.com. Tom McGlade, Vienna Beef. Thanks, Tom. See you at the stands.
Thanks, Bob.
All right.
Have a good day.
You
bye-bye.
Too.